Шахавад.
Где помещен? Параша Боец. This parasha, one of the longest parashiyot that we have. There is no separation in between what we call paragraph. From the beginning of the parasha to the end. Chaim explained to us that everything is connected. The whole parasha to the introduction and to the story. And that's how the parasha starts, that Yaakov Avinu left Be'er Sheva, is on the way to Haran. He has a dream, and Hashem talks to him in his dream. And the first time that Hashem revealed himself to Yaakov in a very, very big vision, if we may say. He tells him, I am the God of Father, Grandfather. He says, I'm here to tell you that the land that you're lying on, it's going to be yours. The Zohar says that upstairs in Shamayim is a place called Eretz Israel. In that place from Shamayim, Hashem put so called under Yaakov and told him, look, this is going to be your land. It means not only downstairs, upstairs as well. That's the secret. That's how the parasha starts. Soon you see what it means. And I'm going to watch over you. I'm never going to leave you. Kilo ezovcha. Asim divarti lach. Whatever. Don't worry about anything. So it tells us Yaakov gets up in the morning. He pours some oil on the stone. The stone that became one. Excuse me, when he went to sleep. And he's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, the Torah says, Vayda Yaakov neder lemor. Yaakov Avinu made a promise, a neder. Neder is a very dangerous thing to do. Remember that the darim we had before Shem Yom Kippur? But the Gemara tells us, Yaakov made, the first one made a neder in the Torah. Almost no one else made a neder. I'm sorry, I made a neder one time. And the Gemara says Hashem told Yaakov, next to the parasha, that Rachel died and Dinah was kidnapped. It's because Yaakov did not fulfill his neder's promise. And the Gemara says, a person has to be very careful with nedarim. A person can lose Hashem, his children, his wife. Likewise, what happened to Rachel? Nevertheless, the Torah tells us, again, the Zohar says the Chashalom to take it literally, it's a story. The Torah tells us, Yaakov made a neder. He says, why have to make a neder? Say, Beli neder. Why have to say a neder? He's going to say something, but you don't have to say a neder. Yaakov went to Yeshiva. Yaakov is 77 years old right now. He went all his life to Yeshiva, he knew everything. They told in Yeshiva all the things that we know now. They told in Yeshiva even more than the things the Gemara says. Masechet Avraham Avinu had 400 Gemarot of Masechet Avodah Zarah. To Shelach. So we got the Torah, so called after we came out of Egypt. But the Torah was known already to the Tzadikim. Okay, so he's making an neder. It says like this, and then it starts like this. Im yeh Elokim imadi, God will be with me. So the Gemara already asked, God just told Hashem that just told you he's going to be with you. What do you mean if Hashem will be with me? I says, what do you say? Ushmarani baderech hazeh asher anuchi yolech. Hashem is going to watch over me. That nothing is going to happen to me, I will not do any sins. Atani lechem. He's giving me bread, lechol, begging the bosh. And I have what to wear, that's what I need. I don't mean anything else, okay? Yishavti v'shalom e'bet avim, and I'll come back safe to my father's house. Hayah Hashem l'Elokim. Hashem is going to be my God. Excuse me? Hashem is going to be God if you come back safe? And if Hashem will give you only bread and clothing, it's going to be your God? It's not your God now? If Hashem won't give you, he won't be your God? This is kfirah. This is haran. Haran said, I don't know if I believe in God. Let's see if Avram will come out of fire. And Hashem said, Avram, I'll do the same thing. And the Gemara says, that's why Haran got burned. He said, Avram 17, it means all his life in Yeshiva. And he said to Hashem, condition. If you watch over me, you can be my God. Excuse me? Then he continues. Even as what, this stone, Asher Samti Matzeva. Again, this is the stone that became united from all the stones that he put around his head. I did put it as a monument. Ihiye Bet Elokim is going to be the house of God. Behold, Asher Titen Li, Hashem, what they're going to give me, even though that I said, for me it's enough, a piece of bread and a garment, if they give me more, I say, Rasulullah, I'm going to give 20% donation. Why is it donation? Say, oh, look, Yaakov even invented 20% donation. He said to Hashem, in the Hebrew language, the certain items are like in a female family, and certain items are male. We don't know why, but it's Hashem made it like this. For example, table. A table, you say Shulchan Gadol, you don't say Shulchan Gdola. You say a big chair, in Hebrew is a table is a male. Okay? A stone, you don't say Even Gadol, you say Even Gdola. Even Yafa. You don't say Even Yafe. Here in this sentence that Yaakov is making an edda, that's what he said. He says, Vaeven hazot. Good, so far so good. Vaeven is zot. Zot in Hebrew language is female. Should be, it should continue. Tihiye. The female is tihiye. For a you say tihiye. For men said ihiye. Yaakov Avinu, he mixed it. He said, Avinu Zot, female. And he said, Ihiye. It's about Ihiye. It's not, it's talking about the stone. Stone is not Ihiye. Ihiye means something that's called Ihiye is male, not female. And what does it mean exactly? That stone is going to be the house of, only the house of God. In the dream, when Yaakov gets up, he said, Manuha Makom Hazeh, this is a very, very important place here. Scary. And the king, Bet Elokim, is the house of God. There's no house right now. What do you mean it's the house of God? No house. He said, this is the house of God. He lays on the floor, there's no house over there. Vezeshar HaShamayim, this is the gate of the sky. And the Gemara says, what do you mean this gate of the sky? The Gemara says that Yaakov saw, when he was laying on the floor, he looked upstairs, and he saw Beit HaMikdash upstairs. He says, Zeshar HaShamayim. He says, where I am now. I'm laying on the floor, and now I'm going to look upstairs, I see a building over there. Says the Gemara, says, Yaakov, where are you right now? He is now Moriah, in the place Beit HaMikdash is going to be.
Amen.
He is there now looking upstairs. I said, there is a Beit HaMikdash upstairs. But actually, the Gemara says it a few places. Gemara says, and the Zohar emphasizes it, the person has to pray to Hashem, Beit HaMikdash should come from upstairs, not we should build it. If you're going to build it, it won't have the same energy as if it would come from Shamayim. You have to pray for this. Zohar says, don't pray She'ibane. Shetivne Beit HaMikdash. It says, Shetivne, not say Shibane, it says Shetivne. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should build it for me. You should build it for me. I said, how do you know? I said, Yaakov said it. It's actually, Am Yisrael would say it later in Az Yashir, the same Kamala. Mahon Shetacha Parta Hashem, it says, upstairs, it's across. From Ha Moriah, there is Beit HaMikdash upstairs. So, what do you try to tell me? What difference does it make? What's the secret behind it? the Ari says like this. The Ari says, "Meshach will come, Rabbi Amin, miyad amen."
Amen.
The oldest Siddurim that we have, we will not be able to use it. And the reason for that is that Hashem's name right now, as we recognize Hashem, the four letters of Hashem's name, is a Yud and a Hei, Vav and a Hei. And Mashiach will come, Ari says, okay, based on the Zohar, Hashem's name will be different. Hashem's name will be Iyeh. Yud and a Hei, Yud and a Hei. Four letters. Not Yud and a Hei, Vav and a Hei, it'll be Yud and a Hei, Yud and a Hei. The difference in the American value is different. Of course, Yud and a Hei, Vav and a Hei is 26. That's everybody says 26, 26. But really what you should aim in your life is number 30. In one statement, the Gemara says there are 30 tzaddikim in this world, not 36, 30. The question is what it means exactly. But the number 30 is a very powerful number. Actually, it means more. Lamed. Chapter 30 in Tehillim is very powerful. That's what we say every morning, Shacharit. After Hodu or before, it talks about Beit HaMikdash, talks about a lot of things, slavery. So the Ari said, get ready for that. I say it's a little bit something deeper to say that right now in the Siddurim, the Ari says that you have to have a Kavanah, and you say you have Hashem's name. So the Kavanah that the person must have. You have to train your head like this, that Hashem really, whatever it says in the Siddur, if you have the right Siddur, as you do, you don't have Rav and Hei, but you don't pronounce it like this. You pronounce Amunai, of course. Amunai is Aleph, Daled, Nun, and Yud. The American value is 65. But you have to have as in mind as well right now, Yud and Hei, Rav and Hei is 26. 26 and 65 is 91. This is the Kavanah that a person should have all the time in his life. Every time you say, Baruch Ata Hashem, what do you have to have in mind? 91. Not 26 and not 65. The combination. Just stick it in the Kabbalah, and but if you follow Siddurim, many are Siddurim, it's Faradim. Every time it says Hashem's name, you read in the Siddur, it doesn't say just Yud Kevavke, it says both. Yud Kevavke, and the last letter, it says Al-Nan-Yud. And next to it, it says, this is the Kavanah. The Kaddish also, you have to have Kavanah. Different Kavanah, but again, 91. 91 runs in your head all the time. That's very powerful. This is name of two names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One is 26, one is 65. When Mashiach will come, it's going to be 30 and 65. It's going to be a combination of 95. Instead of Yud and Hei, Vav and Hei, 26, it's going to be 30. Yud. And hey, Yud and hey is 30. And it's 30 plus 65, 95. It's a combination. Ari says this is the word Sela. Sela means forever. Every time you know we have in the Tfilas, the word Sela. Sela. What's the word? What Kavanah a person has? What's Sela? What's Sela? Sela is Samech Lamed Hei. The American Kavanah is 95. It says it's forever. Forever? What's forever? Forever is Yud and hey, Bab and hey, and Aleph, Dal, Dal, Yud. 95, that's forever. And that's what he says, it's to say, V'yasi, V'nachon, V'kayam, V'nisham, Man, Baruch, V'chavi, V'nechmad, V'nehim, V'nabi, Adir, V'yafe, last one is called Yafe. What you say Yafe? What's Yafe? Beautiful, what's Yafe? The medical value of the word Yafe is 95. He says, that's the end. You have to have in mind destination and task. What's going to be at the end? 95. What's going to be in the end? In the Siddurim, the new Siddurim will come, Mashiach will come. He says, all the Siddurim will be put away in the Geniza. From now on, Yud and Hei Yud and Hei. Again, based on the Zohar. What's really behind it? What's the secret behind it? So the Ari says like this, again, based on the Zohar. Based on the Zohar. And the Gemara says, the Torah says, and based on the Pasuk, in Parashat Mishpatim, Moshe Amar Alayla, Go up to somebody told Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Amar Elohim, come upstairs. Alel Hashem. So the Gemara says, who called you, Moshe? So the Gemara says, Moshe Sanhedrin, interior minister upstairs called Matat. He called Moshe, said, Hashem wants you upstairs. Come upstairs. Okay. How do you come upstairs? How shall I come upstairs? Is this an airplane or what? It's very nice. If he would pull me up, okay, fine. But if Hashem calls me to come upstairs, explain to me, how do I go upstairs? I'm invited. The Gemara says Hashem made Moshe Rabbeinu so-called a tunnel to go upstairs. An angel, the biggest angel, calls him upstairs. So the Ari says, "Vegem es on the zone." Moshe Rabbeinu knew kavanot of certain names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The less how you go upstairs. And actually, you should know it's for us. It's a message. It's not information or something. When Mashiach will come, amen. You don't have to go to the airport. You have to take off your shoes and your belt and empty your pockets and put everything over there on the screen. And then you have a passport or anything. You hear the announcement of Mashiach. If you know the Kavanah, you fly right away to Israel. You fly. Who says it? Nabi says it. Nabi Shaul says, you're going to fly to either like a cloud or like a pigeon. I'm not a pigeon, I have no wings. How are you going to go there? Navid says, this is how you expect to come to Israel. You have to know, Mashiach is going to come, and what's your plan right now? You're going to go to the airport? There are lines and lines in the airport, and by the time we finish, you go through security, it's going to be another week. You're going to have to fly. Nabi says it. So how do I fly? Okay, I hope I know. At least I'll tell you the secret how to fly. Guess how Moshe Rabbeinu flew to Shamayim. So you know how it starts like this. Moshe Rabbeinu was pulled out from Yamsuf. His mother put him over there in the box. And Bitya, not Batya, Bitya. Bitya, daughter of Pharaoh, found this box in an ark, and she took Moshe out. And then she named it Moshe. The Gemara says Moshe Rabbeinu had 10 names. His father, his mother, people call him this. Even though the baby already had 10 names, even after. Nevertheless, the Torah adopted the name of Moshe. Says the Torah, why his name is Moshe? Because Bitya said, listen, I pulled him out of the water, giving him a message to you. What was the thing exactly? Because he pulled him out of the water, he gave an name to somebody like this. If she would have found Moshe on the roof, or she would pull him roofy. What does it mean exactly? Rabbi said it means like this. The word Moshe really means floating. If you change the positions of the letter Moshe, and you write Mem and Hey and Shin, this is a name that you start floating. So your Chabad, when she put Moshe Rabbeinu on the Nile, in the Ark, this is something that you should not do, but you go to jail for this. If the government find out that you have a baby and you put him on the Hudson, you go to jail for this. I says, what do you have in your mind? What do you have in mind is putting over there? Well, how is going to be saved? What is this? Was this a joke or something? I says, no. The name of floating, the name of so-called trying to pick yourself up from earth and not to sink or not to stay, is really Moshe. But again, if you change the position of the letters, the same letter as Mem Shin Hei, it's Mem Hei Shin. It means like this. Let's say you go on a plane, when you go on a plane, so you say Tfilat HaDerech on a plane, when you say Tfilat HaDerech on a plane, and you hear the motor starts roaring, and it starts floating, coming up. That's the Kavanah of Mem and Hei Shin. Mashiach will come, so you're going to have so-called to start your engine, to pick yourself up from the floor. In that moment, Did you hear? Yes, yeah, based on the Ari. Kavana should be Mem Heishin. And Mem Heishin is in Shacharit before Shmonesre. I did a few times. It says Me'olam Hu Shmecha. Just before Ezrat Avotenu, it says Me'olam Hu Shmecha. Hashem, your name is forever. It says Ari says, you know what the Kavana is? Me'olam, the first letter is Mem. Hu is Hey. Shmecha Heishin. I said, have in mind this now. This is coming out of Egypt. You know what's coming out of Egypt? Hashem said, by Yisad Chamer Kafen Sharim, Hashem took us on the eagle's wings. You know what it means exactly? It means this is the name that picks you up from the floor and flies you. Okay. But it's up to a certain, I would say in the airplane, 30,000 feet. Okay. I have to go to Hashem. Since Ari, the name that Moshe used, Ari says, Eliyahu told Moshe, told Ari, hey, Moshe used to go up all the way to Hashem, and he reached so-called Kiseh HaKavod, it's the highest up there. The name is Havadai. Hey, Vav, Dalet, Aleph. That's what you have to have in mind. You have to know this name. Havadai. Havadai is the holy name of Hashem. That's the name that took Moshe Rabbeinu upstairs. Okay, so people can say these things, and you won't be able to get them. Not Mem Heishin, not this. I mean, you have to be very pure. You have to go to mikveh. You have to go to the Kavanot Zavari. You have to learn Shas. It's a whole system. It's not just. It's not a motor that you fill it up with the gas. But this is really what you have to do. So let me explain. Takes it apart a little bit and explains. The Havadai, the word Havadai, is Hey is 5, 6, Dalet is 4, so it's already 15, and another Yul is 25, 26. Okay, not 26. So 26, the word Havada in American value is 26, so I am familiar with number 26. I said, no, that's not the right Kavanana. Don't have Kavanana. You want to take off to go to Shamayim, it's not Yudke Bavke. No. Something as 26. Sometimes it says, what is 26? I'll tell you what 26 is. If you take this, Hashem has seven names that you're not allowed to erase. Kel, Elohim, Tzvakot, Shakai. Alef Dalet Yud. One of the names, the shortest name that we know, that Hashem is a Yud and a He. This is the name really that Kadosh Baruch created both worlds. That's what we say, Kibriya Adonai Tzur Olamim. Hashem created this world with the letter Yud and letter He. Olam Abab, a letter Yud, Olam Azeh, letter He. Yud and He. The numerical value is 15. But if you're going to spell it, if you want to spell Yud and Hey, so you take the letter Yud, you want to spell it, you want to write Yud. So you write Yud, Vav, Dalet. That's the numerical value is 20. And then Hey is 5, and Aleph is 1, is 6, is 26. Havadai is 26. He says, you know what you have to have in mind? You want to fly. You have to have in mind the name of Hashem, Yud and Hey. But not Yud and Hey, just 15. It is, you have to have it as 26. And at 26, it means if you take it apart into small syllables, if you may say such a thing, then becomes Yud and Hey becomes 26. He says, don't have Yud Kibavke now. Even though you know Yud Kibavke is 26, no. It's Yud and a Hey, but when you take it apart, when you take the two letters and you write them down, as words becomes 26. Fine. Come down into the 120 something else. When Moshiach will come, Hashem's name is going to be double Yud and a Hey, Yud and a Hey. That's the secret you should know of our life. Sidurim is going to be said, Hashem's name as Yud and Hey, Yud and Hey. What's the Kavanah? Kavanah is, it's really 30 when you read it. But really, it's 52. Because every yud and hey is 26, 52. This is the numerical value of Eliyahu. That's the secret of Eliyahu Navi. That's the word here that you read in the Torah and the Tanakh. You know what it means. It means 2 times yud and hey. It means it's 2 times Havadai. That's going to take you up to Shamayim. Let's begin. Be able to be next to Kisei HaKavod. As the Chaim said, now the Chachamim of Ron say that Hashem made Adam HaRishon. Hashem had in mind that Adam HaRishon should come up and go down anytime he wants. All the way up to Kisei HaKavod, see Hashem over there, come down here. Come down here, Hashem is going to come down here too. And sometimes they go over here, sometimes they go over there. That's the secret of what it means. That's the secret of what it means that Hashem created Et HaShamayim Betarat, Hashem created sky and earth. That's what it means. Hashem said, my main place will be on earth, but I keep my place upstairs as well. And Adam HaRishon can fly up and down whatever he wants, because this was the plan of Hashem. That's why Hashem did not make houses, did not build bridges, because Hashem doesn't have so-called house upstairs, physical house, everything over there is spiritual. And Adam HaRishon, here on the floor, you don't want to stay? Come upstairs, you go upstairs. That is not a story or something. This is destination. A destination is to go. That's what Hashem wanted us. Hashem wanted us to reach that level. Of course, after Adam Hashem is from the tree, the whole thing collapsed. And we're still here, we cannot fly. Eliyahu Navi went upstairs alive. Hanoch went upstairs alive. They're both in the same place all the way up. And that's what the story in the Tanakh and in the Zohar. I tell you about this guy Hanoch became the interior minister upstairs, and Eliyahu Navi goes all the way up. I says, "What's the story? What's the story? Why Chachamim was in the Tanakh?" And that is to tell you should know that's the destination you want at the end of the life is to reach that level. Actually, come to Gemara. I says, "I want to explain to you something. Before creation, before Bereshit Bara Elokim, Hashem created few things." One of the things created is Bet HaMikdash upstairs. And a chair. And Hashem chairs upstairs. It means before creation, whatever there is in Hashem decide to create this world, you should know what's going on in Shamayim. It says maybe the first entity was the chair of Hashem, whatever it means. A chair of Hashem means Mashiach is over there. The Nishmat Mashiach. It's Ruach Elokim Echefet Apnei Amayim, the Torah tells us, upstairs Bet HaMikdash Shlemala, this is something upstairs. And this is, again, across from Bet HaMikdash downstairs. Okay. And now Chanukah is coming. And there is this Chodesh Kislev, is the best month of the year. One of the reasons, the Gemara says that this, look. When Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Shamayim, after he pleaded with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive us on the golden calf, finally Hashem told him, okay, take the tablets and go downstairs and build a Mishkan and get donations from people, from the heart, and no obligation in order to see if people really want to have a Mishkan, and it's going to be the forgiveness of the golden calf. It's the purpose. Moshe came down and said, "Give the nation." In 3 days, they gave all the nations, and the Mishkan was ready to be opened this month. Kislev happened to be the first day of Hanukkah, and Moshe was about to open it, and Hashem told him, "Don't open. Put it in $1 storage, and we're going to open the Mishkan on Nisan. It's a secret because Yitzchak was born on Nisan." Says the Gemara, "Kadosh Baruch Hu said." So Kislev this month is a little bit depressed and sad because Hashem took away the privilege of this month to open the Mishkan, and Hashem, the Gemara says, told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Don't worry about it. I'm going to pay back Kislev by giving a Chag Chanukah." So Chanukah, so called, is a replacement for the Mishkan, and that's how powerful this month is. And that's how powerful Chanukah, Lari says, if you remember, Gmar Khatima. It means like this. Eventually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to decide something on Hanukkah. And the Gemara says, because of Hanukkah, Mashiach is going to come. Tzapeh L'Rosh HaMashiach. And says, you know why? Because Hashem is going to rejudge us on Hanukkah. Why is he judge us on Hanukkah? Hashem already judged us on Yom Kippur. Hashem judged us already on Shana Rabbah. No Hanukkah again. And he says, Zot Hanukkah is a very important day. That's the Hanukkah. It's the Gmar HaChatima. It's the end of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decision about what's going to be with the person. It doesn't matter his decision, so called, what Hashem decided on Yom Kippur and Shana Rabbah. A new decision coming up now. Whoever is still alive. So, even under the chance, so what's Hanukkah? What is Hanukkah? Again, it's because, so what? So the Rambam in his commentary, when he talks about Hanukkah, he gives a mark to Hanukkah. He says, Mitzvat ne Hanukkah, Mitzvah chaviv va'ad meod. It is very, very dear mitzvah. I mean, it's not supposed to talk like this about mitzvot. It sounds from the Rambam that it's the biggest mitzvah, Hanukkah, biggest. If the Rambam doesn't say it about any other mitzvah, that is very dear mitzvah. Not only that, Allah is the Rambam mitzvah, Allah Shulchan Aruch, that everybody must participate in Hanukkah. And if the person does not have the money to buy oil or candles, then he has to go and beg to become a mishulach. And if nobody gives him, he has to put his clothing in the pawn shop. I says, what's so important about it? To light candles. You don't have to do this for tefillin, for tzitzit, for lulav, for sukkah. No other mitzvah in the Torah besides machzit shekel that the person has to go borrow money or rent himself out or put his clothing in the pawn shop. Must be Hanukkah is very powerful. What is this? What is this exactly Hanukkah? What's the power of it? Amim said, that's what it is. The destination is Beit HaMikdash. But it's not Beit HaMikdash. It's the holy space of Beit HaMikdash. It's not that. It is the Beit HaMikdash downstairs. So-called is across from the one upstairs. The one upstairs, again, was created before creation. The name of Hashem over there is Yud and Hey, Yud and Hey. This is what Ari says, Mashiach will come, change your Siddur. I said, what happened now? What happened now? Now you go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you can fly all the way up there. And you can reach a place upstairs that was created, so-called, before this creation. It is the full forgiveness of all the sins that we did. And that's really what the Torah tells us. This is, to go back to the Parsha, it's Yaakov B'Shav El-Haran, Yaakov is going to Haran. Okay, let's see. What is the purpose of you going over there? What's the purpose? My purpose is because I want to come back to her. Okay, so here comes the Torah, says, I said, Yosef, sorry, Yaakov has a dream, Hashem says, listen, I'm going to watch over you. Don't worry about it. Yaakov gets up and he makes a neder. Zohar, the Arif says, neder means like this. There's a place in Shamayim that's called motherhood. Ima. Ima Ila. My big mother. It's called in Kabbalah, it's called Bina. Something in our heart. And like Mara says, the Zohar says, or he says, you know, a promise, a neder, is not a deep promise. That means nothing. Why are you so afraid of it? Shlomo HaMelech says, don't make a neder. Chas v'shalom, you make a neder, you don't fulfill it. Chas v'shalom, your wife might die. Your children might die. So nothing. What is this? And he says, Zohar says, it's called high voltage. You want to connect yourself to a place in Shamayim, it's called Mother. And there's a place in Shamayim called Father. Mother in Shamayim connected to Father. You said a promise. The word Neder is a wire that connects you to that spot. So a person has a desire. His neshama wants to connect to herself all the way up there. It's a desire, I want to make a Neder. any nidah. I just want to make a nidah. Why do you want to make a nidah? Don't say it. Forget about it. Say bring nidah. No, no, no. Nidah means a connection to the mother upstairs. That's how powerful nidah is. But on the other side, it's very dangerous. You have to be up to it. Hashem, you don't fulfill it. And the Torah tells us that Nazir is called Kadosh, and somebody makes a neder, it reaches very high place. It's what we just promise. If you promise something, it's not the promise. It means the promise that you did takes you all the way up to mother. But mother is not a destination. It's higher than mother. In Kabbalah, it's called Artika Kadisha, Adam Kadmon. It's something in Kabbalah. It's hard to explain what it is. And that's what Beit HaMikdash, so-called, is connected all the way down. All the way up over there. And Hashem wants you to be connected over there. Okay, so here's the escalator. Yaakov gets up in the morning, he says, okay, I make an eder. He says, Yaakov, why you make an eder? Because I want to connect to my mother. Mother was upstairs. My mother is connected over there to Abba. Bina, Chochma, in Kabbalah. Okay. I want to tell you something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm making a promise. Me, Elohim, Madi, if you'll be with me. Excuse me? What did you say? No, you don't understand what I said. I said, Imihiye. I said those four letters. That's the name of Hashem is going to be when Mashiach will come. I'm going to upstairs because I want to reach that level. I said, I want to tell you what I don't need nothing. Just a piece of bread and clothing. I don't need nothing. I really don't need nothing. It says in the text. Hashem should watch over me, I should not make sins. Okay, why are you saying it? Because in order for you to reach that level, you want to go all the way up. What's called Havada Ishmo, you want to go all the way up. I says, that's it only if you're sinless. Here I am, Yaakov, after 77 years that I studied Torah, 14 years I didn't go to sleep. That's how the Torah describes it. I did Avit now, Baruch Hashem, I prayed Avit. All this information is only for me to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, I want to go all the way up. By the way, the Gemara says, you should know, Yaakov's face is engraved on Hashem's chair. Whatever it means. It means Hashem created a chair before creation. On the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one of the legs is Yaakov. Yaakov. This is Yaakov. I want to go upstairs. I want to go up there. By the way, you should know, Mishnah Berurah brings, how important Kedusha is. Every time it says Kadosh, 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 of course Yaakov. Yaakov is a Kadosh. And we say, Ata Kadosh, Shemcha Kadosh, Yevtev, Akela Kadosh, Yevtev, Yaakov. Excuse me. And so the Kadosh Baruch Hu, when somebody says Kadosh, the Kadosh Baruch Hu literally goes to his chair and kisses the image of Yaakov. This is the person has to have it when he takes Dusha. That's the Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. And so the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you created this world. You made yourself a chair. On the chair, you engraved Yaakov's face. I am a grandson of Yaakov Avinu. Hashem, I know the purpose of creation was this chair, and the purpose of creation is Yaakov Avinu. The Gemara says that's the destination to be like Yaakov. Emet Yaakov. Hashem's stamp is Emet. It says Hashem kisses the image of Yaakov. Okay, so my name is Yaakov. Okay, so first I make an idea. I want to go to my mother. Neither takes you. Then if Hashem is going to watch over me, I should not do any sins. And then I will not need anything besides a piece of bread and clothes. I'm not trying to win the mega. I don't care about nothing. I don't need it. I'll come back here to Earth Israel because I'm going out to exile. Excuse me. Vaeven azot. See this stone. Okay, it's a female, right? Ihiye. Yaakov switches from female to male. Not female to male. Switches because Ihiye, this is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ihiye Bet Elokim. You see upstairs, Bet HaMikdash, that's my destination. What's your destination? You know, three times a day, Shmoneh Esrei, Mordechai, Shekhin HaSolah Medi Shmoneh Esrei, after you say, Shomei Atfila, Hashem, listen to my, Hashem, you heard me. Now what do you say? Let's say, Hashem, Elohim, please, Hashem, accept it. Amcha Yisrael, Platam Shev, Amcha Yisrael, Vashev Avodah Lidvir Betecha. Hashem bring back
the work.
The Dvir Beter. The word Dvir is the holiest of the holiest. Over there, the Kohen HaGadol, on Yom Kippur, the Kohanim, Bekat Kohanim, they say Hashem's name, Yud and Hey, Vav and Hey, and Yud and Hey, Yud and Hey, this is only Beit HaMikdash. That's the Kavanah. Somebody, okay, I pray to Hashem, I need Parnasah, Parshlema, I want Mashiach. Okay, what do you know? Tell me what you want. Vashiva, this the most, this is the punchline you should know from Israel. Vashiva, this Kavanah, this is the crucial the Gemara says. Because Mashiach depends on that sentence. Vashiva, Avodali Dvir Betecha. What do you say three times a day, Nishmanesa? Hashem bring back the job to Dvir. What Kavanah? In Kodesh HaKodeshim. What's Kodesh HaKodeshim? Kodesh HaKodeshim, the Kohen HaGadol goes inside. And on Yom Kippur. And when it goes inside, it has that name. This is the powerful name, Ihiye. It's also Yud Kivavke, but the power of that is, he says, Havada Ishmo. And it says, Yud and Hey, Yud and Hey. Ihiye, Ihiye. And it says, that is the accomplishment of a person. And that's what Yaakov said. Even Azot. See this stone, female. Ihiye Bet Elokim. What do you say? Ihiye. This is the name. The name of this Bet HaMikdash all the way upstairs that was created before creation. And actually, we say, if you remember, Allah Nisim, Hashem helped the Maccabim, 13 of them, able to chase out hundreds of thousands of Greeks. Nobody wanted to help them. 13 people. אחר כך באו בניך לדביר ביתך. חשמונים דקים תבית המקדש, the first thing, they went to the דביר. They say, what if we say three times a day? Why are we going there? Because this is the destination. The destination is not Hanukkah. The destination Hanukkah can lift us, elevate us, all the way to the בית המקדש upstairs, to Ihiye. That's the Rambam writes, you should know Hanukkah is coming. Excuse me, מצווה חב"ד מאוד. Very dear mitzvah, says Rambam. Why are you saying like this? Because this is the destination, Hanukkah's destination. As Hashem actually told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Aaron, this is a very important thing coming up to your brother. The Kohanim, his grandchildren, they can do Hanukkah. I said, what's so great about it? I said, the great about it? I says, here, Hanukkah will generate and will bring us to the Yeshua, that Hashem's name is going to be here, because so-called redeemed Beit HaMikdash. It's not Beit HaMikdash. Beit HaMikdash is across from the other Beit HaMikdash. Our Beit HaMikdash was created before creation. And the name over there is Ihiye. And I said, that's what the person, please, you must participate in Hanukkah. You have no money, go borrow money. If you can't borrow money, work for somebody. You can't work for somebody, go put your clothing in the pawn shop. I said, what's so important about it? Says the Gemara, you lit Hanukkah candle, tzapel orosh Mashiach. Wait for Mashiach. So what has the Mashiach now? What's the Mashiach? Because Hanukkah, the courage of the Hashmonaim and the purity and the holiness of them, biados keto atach, and learn so much Torah. Something like Yaakov Avinu didn't stop learning until he went to Esav's house. Also in Laban's house. Until Laban's house, Torah. Shas, Shulchan Aruch, Rambam, and you reach the level of the Chashmonaim, what they wanted, what we were able to accomplish. Mas is the last holiday that we have. I said, why is the last? Because you don't need another one. You don't need. This was just from the Chashmonaim, like instructions for us to know our destination. Like Yaakov Avinu went, and the Kavanah is to go back to Israel to reach Beit HaMikdash, to reach Ihiye. I say they reached it on Hanukkah. That's how I said. I said that's how the Mount of Kislev is so powerful. And Hanukkah is so powerful. Chas Shalom, not to waste time on Hanukkah. I said to learn on Hanukkah. Go to mikveh, pure, holy. The Mashiach come of Minam.
Amen.
Shabbat Shalom.